hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to Dr. Llewellyn, and it's about nutrients, what goes in your body, and why we should be careful about what we put in the way of nutrients. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, your question for Dr. Llewellyn or Jason? Curtis? Uh-oh. Curtis fell off the line. Curtis, come on back. Give us a call real quick at 855-995-6923. Just want to let you know, stock market has been tanking this morning, down 138 a while ago. Doesn't look like things are all well in financial land. Let's go to George in Tennessee. George in Tennessee, you're on with Dr. Llewellyn and Jason Kravitz. Go ahead, please.
Hello, George.
Hi. Hello. There.
All right. I have a question for the doctor pertaining to the vitamins that I'm taking. And I don't think that they are being sufficient enough. I'm taking a magnesium and a calcium, 500 milligrams, and a vitamin D. But I don't feel like I'm getting enough.
Okay, what are you taking?
33 different chemical forms of magnesium, and the magnesium content in those supplements will range from 3% magnesium to about, well, higher. So do you know which form you're taking?
I'm taking the Centrum products.
The what?
A Centrum product.
Okay, but what is the type? What does it say on the bottle, the type of...
It's a magnesium citrate, I think.
Citrate. Magnesium citrate.
That's probably one of the least offensive. It's got quite good bioavailability. It's never going to be a food, that's for sure, and it doesn't have the proteins to get it to the parts of the body. But it is probably one of the least offensive. It may surprise you to know that, if my memory is correct, probably it's about 16% magnesium. I think the rest is the citric acid. But the oral absorption is very good compared to a lot of others.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, let's see, do we have Curtis back on yet? Okay. Now, we're about out of time here. If I could do anything to change my diet today and make myself healthier, you say that magnesium, the multivitamins, and the selenium would be the most important to start. What dietary change could I make today? What one thing could I add to my diet that would be in a positive direction, Dr. Llewellyn?
Whole foods properly chewed and the reduction of refined carbohydrates.
Now, I think that's important what you said, properly chewed. And tell people why chewing your food is important.
Because you can't get the full benefit unless it goes into the stomach in the correct form. I could talk all day about that. People who used to go to the Changi camp, the ones who ate the poison berries survived a lot better than the ones who didn't eat poison berries, because when you chew it so much, you actually, the saliva will detoxify some of the poisons in your mouth, and it prepares it for the stomach. I can tell you lots more.
Interesting. Jason, what
You've
one
also
thing...
got the mucous membrane, which we will also be absorbing, and specifically absorbing some nutrients and food. Once they get into stomach, probably 99% of some of those nutrients are lost in stomach. And that's why the mucous membrane's there, but it only enters that area of your body once you chew it properly. The old saying is drink your food.
Interesting. So blenderizing and juicing, good things to do. What about you, Jason? What would you do to improve your diet?
I'm not so much on the train of addition, but what can we subtract from our diet? And that's keeping an eye on labels, making sure there's no processed, or when you see the label saying fortified, that means that they're just simply adding in these USP or United States pharmaceutical grade, chemical grade nutrients on top of your cereals and all your foodstuffs and all that.
Good point. So thank you very much, both of you, Dr. Llewellyn and Jason, for joining us in the Power Hour today. Very good
well,
hour. Thank you.
I'm finished now, am I?
Yes, you are, sir. Thank you.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth, and it's all about the action that goes along with learning what the truth is. And joining us today is one of our absolute favorite people, Doreen Hannes. Doreen is the agricultural activist who, no matter what's going on in agriculture, knows the answer. We'll give her blog and all of her information. It's at the Power Hour News section or Power Hour Guest section. And, Doreen, I understand you have something that we need to hear about that's going on here in Missouri. And thank you so much for joining us again on the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you for having me. And, yes, there's something that actually the entire nation needs to be aware of. It's an interesting way of conducting a federal land grab without having any elected official or area-affected oversight at all. And it's called the National Blue Way Designation. And that's what I've been working on quite extensively. And it does indeed affect agriculture pretty darn significantly, as we'll get into as we go along with it. But it's astonishing, Joyce, how these agencies get their fingers into private property management and constrain people from being able to make a living on the land and being able to support their families, and they call it all sustainable. It's absolutely the antithesis of sustainable, and we are facing in Missouri and in Arkansas, crossing state boundaries, the White River Watershed National Blue Way designation and implementation. And what that is 21,000 square miles of land between the two states, 21 variously affected counties, some wholly, some in part, in Missouri and that, and the other 39 in Arkansas. There has been absolutely no knowledge given to the county commissioners in Missouri about it. There has been no public comment period. There has been one public meeting down in Arkansas that was publicized only to the stakeholders who have nominated this area to be included in this National Blueway. And those stakeholders are all positioning themselves to manage and control through integrated land and water management policies all of the 20,000 square miles within this designation, Joyce.
Unbelievable. I mean,
it's amazing. It's we've fought quite a few UN land grabs within our area of the Ozarks. We've fought the Ozark Man in the Biosphere and the National Heritage Area Establishment, and we effectively thwarted those attempts. And this one, we just found out about it. We have until possibly July 9th to stop this.
Well, explain the who, what, where, when, and why. I mean, how did this get started? What is the purpose of this? How do we help in stopping it? But explain all of this.
I'll do my best. how it got started is through a presidential memorandum called America's Great Outdoors. And that memorandum was, it was done in 2010. Now, I don't have it right before me, but I'll try and pull from my memory everything about it. Basically, what that is to reintegrate people into recreationally enjoying the environment that we live in, and establishing blueways and greenways, and designating certain federal agencies to be in charge of it. And those federal agencies are the U.S. Department of Army, the Department of Interior, Department of Agriculture, the Bureau of Land Management, the EPA, the Department of Transportation, and a couple of other departments, and they are to interface with other federal agencies to get these designations and allow for recreational enjoyment of certain nationally significant areas. Now, what happened is that the Department of Interior, the Department of the Army, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture joined together, and they committed to a memorandum of understanding to establish and oversee and govern by committee national blueways. Now, what a blueway is, according to their MOU, it's a nationally significant river and their watersheds, and it recognizes the economic, recreational, ecological, and cultural value of a healthy river system. A watershed designated as a national blueway employs integrated land and water management techniques to conserve and restore a river all the way from its headwaters to its mouth and across its entire watershed. Mm-hmm. It goes on to say a few other things and then says that to address the 21st century challenges posed by this watershed initiative, they're taking into account changing patterns of resource use and climate. And national blueways are intended to achieve a balance between scope, scale, and significance while facilitating grassroots stewardship and local leadership from communities. It's envisioned, planned, and adaptively managed by a diverse stakeholder partnership among the communities, tribes, organizations, and agencies responsible for, invested in, and committed to the river watershed and its array of resources. And they are to use the leverage of funding, potential funding capability through the grant writing process to keep the stakeholders engaged in this management. Now, there is one other national bluey that has been designated in the country, and that is the Connecticut River. They say, they being the agencies in the federal government, that this is not intended to require new regulations. However, the rumor is that, according to those who have the documentation, now I haven't seen this documentation. I've got a copy in the mail to me. That since the Connecticut River 1 year ago was established as a national blueway, that 863 additional pages of regulations have been implemented there. So
how many regulations?
863 pages.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the issue is that, quote unquote, stakeholders get together and nominate a particular watershed for this national blueway. Now, this one, the one that we're talking about, the White River watershed, takes in the Buffalo River, the James River, 11 Point River, Black River, White River, Current River, Little Red River, and the Bayou de Vue, and the Cache River. And it takes in from Springfield, Missouri, all the way over to Jonesboro, Arkansas, everything in between, and on down to a small town, I believe it's called Augusta, at the Mississippi River. And it goes up, it's 21 counties in Missouri and 39 counties in Arkansas, a fifth of the state of Missouri and a full third of the state of Arkansas. And here's the real kicker, Joyce. Are there strategic objectives that they want to implement in the nomination document for this watershed? They're going to take out of public use, of private use, rather, they're going to take out over 500,000 acres. That's what they have planned.
Wow.
857 plus square miles of land is to be taken from private use and put into either wildlife resource habitat or watershed control, like I guess basically a wetlands management project, or into conservation easements where people cannot use their agricultural land. They want to enroll 75% of all farmland within this watershed into conservation easement programs, Joyce.
That's beyond belief. Now, I just had the map. I sent the map to Wanda to post on the website and also in the email blast so you all can see this. But for the entire area of Springfield and just the amazing number of counties that are involved in this, and I see that now this is not where you live and it's not where I live. And so people don't need to be relieved just because it's not in your area, not in my backyard, because it could be coming. Yeah, could be coming. Now, this is like the beta test for Missouri and Arkansas. What is this going to do? Let's talk about what this will do to Springfield, because the entire city of Springfield is included in this. What will that mean for people that are living in Springfield?
Well, if they're living in Springfield proper within the city, it's probably not going to mean that much. However, if they own acreage outside of Springfield, it's going to mean an awful lot. They are intending to reduce agricultural water consumption by 20% over the course of 7 years. So if you're watering...
Wait a minute, agricultural water consumption, how much percent?
By 20%.
20%. Wow, that's a lot.
In the first 1 through 3 years, they want to reduce it by 5%. In the next 3 to 7 years, they want to reduce it by an additional 15%. And also, this removal of this 500,000 acres of privately held land from private hands is a huge factor. Now, for people who are totally unfamiliar with conservation easements, what happens is, a farmer sells part of his land, effectively, into a conservation easement. It means he can't use it anymore for crop production or for grazing. If he is to use it for such, he has to get a special dispensation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to use that land. And it can't be sold any longer. It's a cloud on that title to that land forever.
Oh, my. I don't think people understand. I mean, this is just taking over of the land. And just because this is one little area, just get ready. That's not the only one they've got planned. Oh, my gosh. We'll be back
after.
Yeah, we'll be back. 4 minute break with Doreen Hannes. Stay tuned. Blue Way, BlueWay.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and hopefully you're going to get active on this situation here in the state of Missouri, because it's coming to a place near you. The implications of this would be what? Let's say you, Doreen Hannes,
mm-hmm.
you're a farmer, you're a homeschooling mother, you are, you care about food, you care about the quality of food and the animals that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you lived in this area. What would you be looking at, do you think, now, as implications of this, rules, regulations, changes, whatever might come down the pike, what would you be looking at, do you think, if your farm was located in this area?
a war. I mean, honestly, Joyce, the real frightening thing, I mean, all of the things that I mentioned before are outlined in their strategic objectives for this, but the kicker is that within all this entire 21,000 square mile area, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is to facilitate establishing a minimum 180-foot wide vegetative buffer along all surface water. So you will not be able to use any pond, any stream, any creek to water any livestock or irrigate any crop.
Wait, this is beyond belief, because now you're talking about eliminating farms and ranches. You're talking about eliminating people to provide their own food or food for others. So this is some kind of elimination of farms and ranches. I mean, that's
absolutely
just out and out elimination.
Absolutely, it's an elimination.
But
it's
people
not
don't
going
know
to...
it's. Yeah, people don't know it's happening. Those poor people in that area of Missouri and Arkansas don't even know about this.
Which is why I wanted to talk about it on your radio show, Joyce.
Oh, my goodness. How did you find out about it?
Well, I heard about the designation a few months ago, but no one knew what the ramifications of the designation might be. And occasionally they'll just designate something as a particular area, and there's nothing you can do about it. And there aren't necessarily any overt regulatory controls placed on you because of that designation. In this instance, what happened, and actually the people down in Arkansas, predominantly Secure Arkansas, which is basically a advocacy group for freedom, began to compile information on this. And they got in contact with us, and after legislative session expired, we began to really delve into this and find out just exactly how onerous it was going to be and how detrimental it was and what the implementation method is. And Joyce, these people at the federal level have gotten beyond sneaky, okay? This is the first time. And I've been involved in being an advocate for private property rights since about, 2000. This is the first time I have ever seen anything where they completely avoid, have no requirement whatsoever for any elected official oversight, knowledge, input, understanding, nothing. They completely destroy the constitutional process and local control, and they are completely subverting the public in this entire issue. Every single one of the 26 stakeholders that nominated the White River Watershed as a National Blue Way, not one of them is within the watershed, Joyce. Not one.
I'm not getting this. I am not getting this, because they are literally going to come and take one's property, or essentially the value of that property. They may not personally move you out of it. Who knows? I don't know if they will or not.
No, they'll just make it impossible for you to use it to any benefit for yourself. Okay? So, in effect, it's like this. They're not going to say, you can't have cattle. What they're going to say is, you can't water your cattle at the pond. Well,
yeah.
Can I dig a well?
Yeah.
Well, sure, you can dig a well, but then try and get the permit for digging the well. So eventually you have this contraction of ability to make a living off of the land that you paid money for, and you are prohibited from benefiting from your investment and from your labor. So you're left with, well, I just may as well sell out, which if you can find somebody to buy it, they'll likely just, give a couple pennies on the dollar for its value because they can't use it. So what they're doing, the opening paragraph of this nomination for the White River Watershed is really interesting. And it could mean this. I don't know exactly what this
means. Okay, stay right there and we'll find out what it could mean, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I want to know at this point. We need to find out what we can do about this. We have a chance to stop it. I don't know, but we got to do everything we can. We'll be back with Doreen Hannes, truthfarmer.org, truthfarmer.org, back in.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour. Please support the Power Mall. We need your support, want your support, and we think we deserve your support. You wouldn't be hearing about the Blue Way Project if it weren't for Doreen Honest, if it weren't for the Power Hour. We need these radio shows on the air. We've got to have them on the air. How else would you hear about this? Or know what to do, or perhaps save your property. And just because it's not in my backyard, N-I-M-B-Y, it doesn't mean it's not important. NIMBY, not in my backyard. A lot of people say, oh, well, too bad, those people. Well, it's coming to a place near you. All you have to do is go look at the article that's cited there on the website and look at the areas. All I can say is kudos to our guest today, Doreen Honest, for what she is doing, the research she's doing for you. And she does not get paid. It cost her money to do what she does. She is an amazing person. Remember the book, Cancer Free? Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing? Amazing book. This is the Bible of non-traditional cancer remedies. It is amazing. You will love it. Sherry Rogers special, Grown by Nature special, and tomorrow will be Sandeo on the Cosmic Conspiracy and Dare to Prepare, Miracle 2 special, and Beyond Health special. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Doreen Honest, and Doreen
What is the, if you can give us any reason why they're doing this? Why is this good for us?
It's not good for us. It's the implementation of the Agenda 21 Wildlands Project is what it is. It's just doing it by piecemeal because they have not been able to get it done in one fell swoop, which, you know, the federal agencies are sworn to committing out the initiatives and guidelines of the UN because of the membership and because of signing on to various contracts with the UN, to all these various charters and conventions. And that is just a simple fact, Joyce. Our federal agencies work together to support their own agencies' initiatives and guidelines to implement international desires, protocols, guidelines, regulations, if you will, to harmonize and standardize the whole globe. And they want to restore, oh, I guess it's about 85% of the United States to wildlife habitat.
And because they care so much for the animals, I'm sure. And because they care so much for us to be able to enjoy the animals. No, it is not about that. It is all about their controlling it, isn't it, and owning it.
It's all about putting us into concentrated animal feeding operations called cities, so people, CAFOs, and controlling our ability to affect the land. Now, that actually is stated in these strategic objectives here, and as you backtrack through the documents and through all the various agencies associated with this to the UN, you find out that integrated land and water management must support the UN's Millennium Development Goals. So that's what it's all about. It's all about taking people off of the land and putting them into easily controlled situations so that they cannot provide for themselves, and they have to get basically permission slips and guidelines and submit to audits and various forms of certification in order to be able to produce anything that sustains life. That's what it's about. It's ugly, it's big, and it's a huge pill to swallow in one fell swoop, but that is what it's about, Joyce. Now, within this strategic objectives for this particular watershed, it states that they want to also control encroachment of human activities into the existing floodplain. They are also going to flood additional land. They give various percentages for increasing of flooding of agricultural land to reestablish wildlife habitats, Joyce. So it's all about taking productive land out of production and putting it into something that supports wildlife habitat, which is not something that we're against. We're not against wildlife, but we are for private property, and we are for people being able to make a living from their property, and for people being allowed to steward their land in a way that actually sustains them and sustains the land and creates a better environment by allowing people to be involved with nature so that they work with it instead of against it. So, you know, oftentimes property rights advocates get painted as anti-environment, but we are not anti-environment. What we are is anti-tyranny.
Absolutely. Well, it's nothing more than government land grabbing. That is all it is government land grabbing.
It's a taking. It's in violation of so many constitutional principles. It would take another show to simply elucidate on those.
Absolutely.
This national blue wave thing, it's for every nationally significant river. And as your listeners should be able to tell from the scope that I've described here, the White River comes nowhere near my property in Texas County, Missouri. It's nowhere near it. It's 80-plus miles away from me. But right about a mile from where we live is the outline for the White River watershed. I am not technically in this, but I would be in the Gasconade, or possibly they'd hook it to the Arkansas River watershed, okay? So everybody that lives on land is in a watershed,
okay,
particularly any productive land. And this program has no representative oversight whatsoever, Joyce. And currently, this is important for people to know, in Alabama, Indiana, Wyoming, and also in Minnesota, these blue ways are in progress. This is a national thing. It's coming soon to your property. And, you know, people who live in cities who would not be immediately affected by this are certainly going to be affected by it at the grocery store. Because this is going
I'm just astounded at this. I am astounded at this. All right, we don't need any more information to know it's bad. I mean, it's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be the takeover of properties. It's going to be the federal land grab that we've all feared. And I don't care how much you don't have any animals on your property, you want to retain the rights to your own water, which you will not once this happens.
Absolutely.
What can people do now? Let's get into the action items here.
Okay.
I am incensed over this. What can we do?
Okay, there currently for people who live outside of this particular watershed, the best action that they could take would be to go onto the federal website and get all of the members of the Natural Resources Committee for the House and its companion in the Senate, which is escaping me right at this moment, and write to them and tell them this Blue Way implementation has got to stop. It is unconstitutional. It is unproductive. It's going to cost a lot of taxpayer money.
Doreen, do you really believe this is going to work?
No,
I mean, do you really believe that?
No. Do I believe that that's going to work? I've never seen the federal government do a thing right yet. But
yes.
The issue is to bring it to public awareness, Joyce. Bringing it to public awareness is worth it. And now, as far as on-the-ground stuff here, the only way that I see to actually defeat it is to pull it, you know, kicking and screaming into the light and beat it to about the head and ears, if you will, so that the public who is going to be affected simply will not put up with it. Also, we do have an initiative in place. We're working on resolutions on three particular levels. The first level is county commissioners, because they have not been told a thing about it, to sign a resolution against it and bump it up the chain and send it to the Department of Interior and the USDA as well as the Department of Army, saying that they do not agree, hadn't been consulted, and will not in any way partner with these people to implement the Blue Way. Secondly, and this is probably the most important one, Joyce, is we are working on a resolution for the county sheriff that if anybody comes into their county
yes.
to implement the Blue Way, that they will be arrested and charged with trespassing if they go onto land to take their scientifically based samples to, you know, check on the health of the Blue Way, as it were, because that's also within the documents. So using the sheriff as the enforcer for stopping trespassing and stopping actual takeover of land or checking on the 180-foot buffer for water supply, if you will. Conversely, I think that the only real thing that we can do is bring this into light and kill it by public awareness, Joyce. I don't believe that the federal government is going to protect us from it. I don't believe that the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House are our friends, okay?
No.
But I do think that in order to remain peaceable, we have to, you know, bring it to the awareness of the public through contact with them and put it into the avenue of public awareness. That's
well, I think at this point, listeners, get this email blast to all your friends.
Yes.
Let people know this is going on. They don't know. And until it comes and it, you know, and bites you in the backside, you're probably not going to care as much. I mean, I don't care as, I mean, I have to admit, I mean, I care about what's going on in Springfield. But if they told me this was the Morgan County area of Missouri, I probably would be a little bit more intense about it. But we need to be intense about it now to say not no, but heck no. And I do believe that the county sheriff's project is 1,000% more than wearing a clown suit at the Bilderberg meeting and doing,
yeah.
you know, those kinds of things. I am serious about it. Think about what is happening here and how we must say not no, but heck no. The county sheriffs are an answer. And I got to tell you, that meeting, and I had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. The real media were represented there. The real media, Sam Bushman and Beth Schoenberg were represented there. And I mean, it was excellent. And those sheriffs are the real deal. I got to tell you, I met them. They are the real deal. I never heard so many times in my life the statement uttered in front of the group that our rights come from God. Those were by people in uniform that said that.
Well, that's absolutely true. And the position of sheriff is very important here. And that's how come our intention in all of these counties within Missouri. Now, Arkansas is going to have to do what Arkansas does, but within all of the counties in Missouri, we are going to the county sheriff and we are going to ask him to do his job and protect our rights. If they refuse, that will be publicized. If they accept and sign on to it, we want a signed document and we want that document forwarded up the chain, then we will be ultra supportive of them. So it'll be the carrot or the stick in the public eye. And that's really our strongest power, Joyce. Our strongest power is being able to get the issues in front of the people who are affected, getting the county officials to be responsible for their elected position instead of just kowtowing to these tyrants from Washington, D.C. and doing whatever they say. So it's an educational process, not only for the public, but for the elected official. Now, I spoke with my county commissioner, who actually all of my county commissioners were at the sheriff's project up there in St. Charles.
Wow, that says a lot for you, girl.
We have some good people, and we've got good relationships with them. Now, this isn't necessarily the case across the entire 21 counties within Missouri that are affected, nor is it the case within the, 39 counties in Arkansas that are affected. But it's an opportunity to get that to be the case. All right? So, if people do not actively protect their rights, they are guaranteed to lose them. They are guaranteed to lose them. And this issue, I'm not sure that we can stop it, Joyce, but I'm positive that if we bring in the local elected officials and we bring in the state representatives, that we have the capacity to stop it by public awareness. Maybe not in name, as it were, but by public awareness, the implementation is going to be halted, okay? And we're dedicated to that. We've got, about 13 different groups across these 21 counties that will work together to get with the county officials, get with the county sheriffs, hold public meetings, educate those who are affected and those who are supposed to advocate for our rights. So
this is astounding. This is absolutely unbelievable. And meanwhile, people are saying, oh, the IRS targets the left, and do they target the right more than the left? And, they're focusing on that and the NSA admissions on the NSA. Meanwhile, they're stealing your water. Meanwhile, they are attempting to remove your right to have property, basically. Well, not the right to have property, but just to be able to do anything with your property or feed your animals or drink it yourself in case of a drought. You probably won't be allowed to even go to your own water and drink it. I mean, this is incredible.
It's very astonishing. And it is extremely dangerous. And people who live outside of this particular watershed have to understand that they are not immune from this. If we are able to knock it in its head, and if we are able to get this designation overturned, then everybody else has to look out and be at the ready to stand against the same designation within their area. Because, Joyce, everybody lives within a watershed, and that's what this plan is for.
I can see a lot of people standing and protecting their property no matter what it takes. I can see them doing that. But this is a situation where they just kind of say, okay, by the way, here's a universal declaration. You can't use your own water. And who do you go after? What do you do? There's nobody to protect your property from because there's nobody coming on your property. They just passed a law, rule, regulation, or code that eliminates
it. Exactly. Oh, you know, it's soft law, and what we have to do is bring it into being hard law. You know, if they're, meaning the sheriffs get to interpose for us, you know,
yes.
And it is terribly important, and I think that that's one of the few peaceable things that we can do, Joyce, to retain our capacity to provide for ourselves. And that's really what this comes down to. You know, we're talking 500,000 acres with, you know, very little or no compensation being afforded to anybody that owns that 500,000 acres. And what do we have in the media? Nothing about this. There's nothing about it in the mainstream media, Joyce.
Absolutely.
One little blip. On January 9th, two representatives in Arkansas met with the stakeholders and said, okay, we have a national Blue Way designation. That's it. That's our public notice. That's
unbelievable. I mean, this is like the most important thing that anybody anywhere is talking about today. It is the government land grab, and people don't know about it, so it'll be real easy to take the property. Get your email blast, sign up for it at the Power Hour, send it out to thousands of people. Let's blanket this country, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. If you have not been joining us this hour, you need to hear what Doreen Hannes just said. Now, if you live in the area of Springfield, Missouri, south, and in Arkansas, you better pay attention because it involves your property in a huge area. Now, again, Doreen, how many miles does that include?
21,000 square miles.
21,000 square miles in the area of Missouri and Arkansas. If you don't live there, you need to be concerned also because it's just as real as important for you because it's coming to an area near you. It's called the Blue Way Project, B-L-U-E-W-A-Y. Now, during the break, you told me about the presidential memo, and it appears that the president's hand is in this with a presidential memo. Tell him the title of this and also, you know, the other references to this so that Catherine can put it in the email blast.
Okay. The presidential memo is the Presidential Memorandum, America's Great Outdoors. So it's this program is based off of the Presidential Initiative for America's Great Outdoors.
Yeah. Well, America's Great Outdoors is going to be your property owned by the rest of the country, basically.
There you go.
Okay. Right. That's why it's America's Great Outdoors. It's your property. All right. And then Salazar, Secretary, go ahead with that.
Okay, and then Secretary of the Interior, Salazar, put out this secretarial order, and that number is order number 3321, and it's dated May 24th, 2012, and it's for the establishment of a national Blue Ways system. And these are the methods of law that are being used to control your property and your ability to use your water. So it's all via fiat, you know, not even an executive order, but a presidential memorandum with a secretarial executive order in effect as the enforcement for it. And then all of this is what's really amazing, Joyce, within the 26 stakeholders that are listed for this nominating committee who want to govern the rest of us, there is one Missouri government entity, and that is the Missouri Department of Conservation. The other two Missouri entities are the Nature Conservancy and the Audubon of Missouri. That's it. That's it for Missouri for 21 counties.
Mm.
The rest of them are federal agencies, being the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers, Geological Society, the USDA, the National Park Service, and Lower Mississippi Valley Joint Venture. Those are.
Well, I'm sure that Greenpeace is going to be supporting this for us, right?
Well, you got me. You know, Greenpeace is kind of like the ACLU to me. Sometimes they do something right, and sometimes they do something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a land grab. It's nothing more than a land grab. And if you control the land and you can prohibit people from using the land to actually profit the owners of the land, then you don't have to buy the land. You just control it. And you stop people from being able to profit from their labor. And that is the bottom line with this. You won't be stopped from living on the land, but you'll just be regulated out of using it so that it no longer benefits you to live on the land. It no
Absolutely.
Longer benefits you to provide food for the rest of humanity or your own family. It becomes
unbelievable.
Impossible.
Get behind it, but let people know this is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's the first thing. Let people know it's happening. We thank you, Doreen. We salute
thank
you at the Power Hour. You are awesome, girl.
Thank you.
You so
we'll
much. And I wish you would support her. Truthfarmer.org. Support her. Donate to her. She doesn't make any money doing this. It's all because she believes in telling you and letting us know. We're going to be back tomorrow. Oh, my gosh, I am so incensed over this. We're going to be back tomorrow with, I'm so upset. I can't even remember right now. Oh, Michael Snyder is going to be on tomorrow to talk about financial situations in the countries and what's about to happen. Stan Deo will be on Thursday. We'll be back after a 24-hour break. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow, y'all. Bless you all.
How's your PA?